The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Selwyn, tell me about this new bag. What is wrong with the school bags that kids are using now, the knapsacks?
Okay, so more and more medical literature is coming out with regards to the negative attributes to loading our systems from the back end, or should I say the postural loading mechanisms. Okay, this is creating postural distortions purely because our bodies have to find a new center of gravity. You will see backpack posture all over the place. You know, everybody seems to think it's the weight that is the problem. To a certain degree, yes, but for the bigger part of it, it's the fact that we are loading our kids on their backs. The body has to counteract that. It has to find itself a new center of gravity. Therefore, we find a rounding of the shoulders, a forward angle on the head, tilt, and that in actual fact is leading to postural distortions.
That is exactly the way it is right now, because school kids are carrying way too many books in a knapsack. That's on their
correct.
Backs.
That is correct. And that is why about 3 years ago we started looking at ergonomics in the school environments. And you must remember that ergonomics is literally our interaction with everything around us and how we are affected by it. For us, we looked at, I mean, I've got five kids myself. I've got five boys, four of which are, well, should I say three of which currently are school going. I had to witness my sons putting on these heavy school bags every morning. I had to hear them saying to me, "Dad, my back is sore." Initially, we thought it was the weight that was being carried. New literature shows, in actual fact, it's where it's being carried. And like I said, it's because it's been carried on their backs. Now, this new loading system, like I said, it's taken us 3 years to find this incredible product. And I don't want to call it a backpack. I don't want to call it a bag. We're going to call it an orthopedic loading system. And what makes this new loading system so incredible is that it aligns our spine on a vertical axis. And by that I mean that we've now carried the weight on the sides of the bodies, bilaterally. So you've got equal weight distribution on either side of the body, which facilitates a straighter spine, which facilitates a much stronger core. In actual fact, that's getting back to my point with regards to we saying we must detract from the weight. In actual fact, if the weight is carried properly, it is good for our children to carry these weights. From a bone density point of view and from a musculoskeletal development point of view, we must remember that the developmental stages of our children's lives, from the schooling career point of view, from 4 right the way through to 16, sometimes 18 years of age, is when the spine sets itself. It sets itself in place. Right. And whatever we're teaching our children from a postural point of view during that point in time of their lives will basically determine the quality of their life for the rest of their lives, in actual fact. Because whatever damage we're doing up to that point in time is set. We will only deal with the symptomatic.
So what you're saying to me is that when parents complain to me that my kid's bag is too heavy, they're carrying too many books, it's not actually the weight, but the bag itself.
That's correct. That's correct. Either our kids are carrying it on the back, or they're carrying it unilaterally, which is on one shoulder. Or even worse now, is we see these unilateral pulling devices or pulling bags.
So why hasn't this new system been introduced sooner?
It's a good question. It's something, like I said, it's taken me 3 years to stumble literally onto this particular product. And when I saw it for the first time, the simple ergonomics behind it just screamed at me. Immediately, I got in contact with the company overseas. I ordered my first samples and I went to task testing it on my boys. It was incredible. My 10-year-old carries a bag that's between 6 and 8 kgs daily. Immediately, with decanting that all the books exactly the way they were and reloading them into this bilateral system, immediately he commented on how much lighter it felt. And that's purely because of the line of force or the line of pull created.
What do schools think about this?
Well, this is just the thing. We've only tested one kid in South Africa currently on record, because the reason we are going through this process now of sitting with CASA, which is the Chiropractic Association of South Africa, is that I want to make sure of the validity of this particular product. Mm. And I want South Africans to know that when this product eventually becomes available to them, that we've gone through all the resources to make sure that the people have tested it that actually are going to be using it every day.
Mm.
So we've got a young man by the name of Damian Miller, who we met with a couple of weeks ago in Johannesburg. We decanted a 9.5 kg school bag, a unilateral pulling system that he was using, and we put it into this new BTP, which is the back TPAC system. And it was incredible to watch this boy straighten up. In actual fact, I got some incredible footage of it, where we initially took a picture of him from a side profile with his system on, and how immediately you see his body had to counteract the downward force or the backward force of this particular 9.8 kg bag.
So kids that are that young, are their bones a lot more flexible or malleable?
100%. You must remember, it's not only from the joint perspective. We're looking at it on a neuromuscular level. Okay, we're creating motor skills, especially from the ages of 4 all the way through to 16 and 18 years of age. We are creating motor skills with our children. It's like teaching good and bad habits. If you expose kids to bad posture on a daily basis, they are inherently going to carry that through for the rest of their lives.
Mm.
And this is what we're saying. We are seeing a huge hole in the market currently with regards to, especially in the learning institutions. This is where our kids are being taught. So why are we not teaching them good postural habits? It should fall within their wellness sphere at schools.
Yeah, it's been a huge bugbear of mine. You know, I cannot tell you how many parents constantly complain to me about doing stories on this very thing, that, you know, their kids are now going to physiotherapy and all of that simply by carrying a bag that's too heavy.
Well, this is an epidemic that is worldwide, and it's growing. We see all the literature coming through now, and we did extensive research into it in actual fact, and we're seeing, and this is one of the reasons we've actually approached Discovery as well as Momentum, because we believe this is a preventative mechanism.
Yeah.
And we're saying, and we want the whole of South Africa's kids to be able to get one of these new loading systems. We know what the end result is going to be. We know that it's going to improve their quality of life. In actual fact, you know, a lot of people don't realize the adverse effects of bad posture, and not only from their carrying systems. It's the ergonomics with regards to how they sit at the school desks. It's the height of the desk. It's the actual seating arrangements. I mean, these adverse effects range anything from bad circulation, headaches, overexposure of the spinal joint because of the overexposure of the muscle surrounding those joints. We look at concentration lapses, digestive problems, breathing problems, respiratory. So there are all these byproducts that are now coming to light with regards to bad ergonomics with our children.
And the fact is, the majority of kids in this country walk long distances with those huge backpacks to get to school.
This is, some kids walk up to 25 kilometers a day. You know, and the nice thing about this system is that it has a waist belt that in actual fact takes the load onto the hip. So the legs are now bearing the load as opposed to the back and the spine itself.
So what does this mean for kids?
Well, we now have an option. When I say option, this is the first true ergonomically aligned carrying system that will be available to our children. Obviously, we need the backing from government, and we need the backing from our government, education institutions. We need to create awareness with regards to why we need this system. And yes, everybody's going to say there's a financial gain out of this for me. I totally understand that. But there is also an obligation to our children to give them that option. So I'm very excited about the project.
So what I'm asking you is that, is it going to revolutionize the way kids carry their loads to
100%. For the first time, a truly ergonomically aligned system will be available to our children that will 100% help their quality of life.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Darren, Kerry and Skye. East Coast Breakfast.